The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, May 14th. What to know about a turning point in the pandemic here in the U.S., what the CDC now says about wearing masks. Also, it's being called the worst known ransomware attack to ever hit an American police department. What information was leaked online and who was behind it? Plus, what a new study found about preteens using social media. Why NBA legend Kobe Bryant will be honored again this weekend. And an inspiring golf star making history. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It could be the clearest sign yet that the pandemic is nearing an end here in the U.S. Federal health officials now say in most situations, people who are fully vaccinated can stop wearing masks or keeping their distance. And not just outdoors, indoors too. This was all detailed in new CDC guidelines. Health officials say they decided to issue new advice now that they can see how the vaccines are working in the real world. New cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are dropping dramatically. That said, there are exceptions to these new guidelines, so don't toss your mask out just yet. The CDC says people still need to wear them in very crowded places, like planes or on public transit, as well as in healthcare settings or at businesses that require them. Also, remember, the CDC just creates guidelines, not mandates, so there are still some state and local mask rules in place. Although, maybe not for much longer. Just after the new direction came out from the CDC, at least 7 governors decided to lift their mask mandates. Some others might still hold off, though, saying it's hard to know who's vaccinated and who's not. At this point, about 59% of American adults have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 46% are fully vaccinated. People in the Middle East are seeing some of the worst fighting yet between Israeli and Palestinian forces, and the death toll is climbing on both sides. At least one United Nations official says the situation is now escalating towards a full-scale war. Early this morning, Israel attacked Gaza with forces both in the air and on the ground, although the military says ground forces have not yet actually entered Gaza. Israel has also called up 9,000 troops from the military reserves and canceled all leaves for troops in combat units. On the other side, the Palestinian militant group Hamas has been firing hundreds of rockets toward Israel. These confrontations are because of decades-old tensions alongside some new triggers. Now, Gaza's health ministry says more than 100 people have been killed there in Gaza, and reports say 7 have died in Israel so far. Hundreds more have been hurt. Diplomats from the U.S., Europe, and the Middle East have been scrambling to broker a ceasefire agreement. But so far, there are not any signs of progress. All the while, there are riots, attacks, and fighting happening between Jews and Arabs who live in Israel. So the government has stepped up the police presence and is condemning vigilantes from both sides. Although some say that kind of unrest might actually be harder to stop than the military conflict. Here in the U.S., Delta, United, and American Airlines have suspended flights to Israel due to safety concerns. Well, you know the so-called Havana syndrome that's been affecting diplomats, soldiers, and other U.S. personnel? Now, the New York Times cite sources who say it's affected more than 130 people, and that's more than twice as many as what's been previously reported. They're not just happening in Havana, Cuba, either. The new total adds cases from Europe and Asia, and even a couple here in the U.S. Remember, the Havana syndrome refers to brain injuries that seem to come up out of nowhere. Symptoms include nausea, headaches, and vertigo. In some cases, the symptoms went away. For others, they've been chronic and possibly irreversible. So far, the U.S. government has not been able to figure out exactly who or what is responsible. But some Pentagon officials say they think Russia's military intelligence agency is behind at least a couple of them, although Russia's government denies it. The CIA now has a new group dedicated to investigating this very issue. Police in the nation's capital are dealing with the fallout of a hack that experts are calling the worst known ransomware attack to ever hit an American police department. The D.C. police refused to meet the hacker group's demands, so thousands of confidential documents were leaked into the dark web yesterday. They include very personal information about police officers, intelligence reports, police tactics, and feeds from other agencies like the FBI and Secret Service. Some of the documents outline security operations at big events, like President Biden's inauguration. Others include details about still open investigations. Officials say the Russian-speaking Babouk group was behind it. Members reportedly asked for $4 million in ransom for the documents back. However, that hacker group says it was only offered $100,000. The FBI is now helping to investigate. Separately, the largest fuel pipeline in the U.S. went another route to deal with its ransomware attack. Bloomberg is citing sources who say Colonial Pipeline paid Eastern European hackers a ransom of nearly $5 million worth of cryptocurrency to recover stolen data. It reportedly did that within hours of the cyber attack last week. And in return, the hackers gave the company a decrypting tool to get the computer network running again. But it was apparently so slow that the company could not even use it. It still had to use its own backups, and the pipeline was not in service for days. So far, Colonial has not commented on the ransom. While the pipeline is back up and running now, the delay led to higher gas prices, panic buying at the pump, and ultimately gas shortages on the East Coast. And it's still going to take a few more days to get the delivery supply chain back to normal. Much more news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Framebridge. I'll admit it, I'm not always the best at knowing how to decorate, and I don't want to spend a lot of time, effort, and money to figure it out. Yet, I love having a great, beautiful space once it's all complete. So that's why I love Framebridge. Framebridge is such an easy way to add a gallery wall to your home office, or frame that perfect picture for the living room, or even send a unique gift all from the comfort of your home. I got three beautiful light green framed photos for our new nursery, and the process was so quick and easy with amazing results. You simply go to framebridge.com and upload your digital photo. Or get this, you can get packaging to safely mail in physical pieces because Framebridge can frame anything from newspaper clippings to ticket stubs, even a bracelet. Then preview your item online in dozens of styles and layouts and get your choice delivered right to your door, ready to hang. Get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and then use the code NEWSWORTHY to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to the news. New research shows millions of younger kids are on social media, even though most apps say users need to be at least 13 years old to sign up. The study from the nonprofit Thorn found at least 40% of children between ages 9 and 12 use apps like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok every day. Nearly 80% use YouTube. And the study found many of them are facing abuse, harassment, or sexual solicitation from adults on the same platforms. Most of the kids are recognizing the bad behavior and reporting it to the tech platforms. However, they seem to be mostly relying on that, and they're not telling their parents or other trusted adults in their lives. And reporting and blocking online is not always working. The social media platforms named in this study all told The Verge they've been taking steps to make sure they have age-appropriate content for kids. They also highlighted ways they've tried to make their platforms safer. But it's possible more changes are coming, especially as Congress becomes more critical of the platform. A couple of the largest companies in the U.S. are hoping to find more employees by bumping up their pay. Amazon just said it's hiring 75,000 new workers at warehouses and offering $1,000 signing bonuses in some locations. The Wall Street Journal reports Amazon is also offering an average pay of $17 an hour, which is higher than its typical $15 an hour starting wage. Costco, Walmart, and other big companies have also announced pay raises in recent weeks. And fast food restaurants are going on hiring sprees, too. McDonald's has said it's looking for 10,000 new workers over the next 3 months. The company also says it'll raise hourly wages by an average of 10%, at least for its U.S. company-owned restaurants. Expect an emotional moment tomorrow at the Basketball Hall of Fame's induction ceremony. NBA legend Michael Jordan will present the late Kobe Bryant for the Hall of Fame. Jordan has said he thought of Bryant as a younger brother. Kobe's widow, Vanessa Bryant, is also expected to speak during the ceremony. Of course, this comes more than a year after he and eight others were killed in a helicopter crash. But his legacy will surely live on. Bryant won 5 championship rings during his iconic career, and he was picked for the 2020 Hall of Fame class the first year he was eligible for the honor. Other inductees include 2 15-time NBA All-Stars, Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan, as well as 10-time WNBA All-Star Tamika Catchings, and more. You can watch the Hall of Fame ceremony tomorrow evening on ESPN. course, Medina Spirit still has a chance to win the Triple Crown, or in other words, take home the trophy for all three major races. Officials have now given the go-ahead for the Kentucky Derby winner to compete in this weekend's Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, Maryland. But it was a close call. Remember, Medina Spirit failed a drug test after winning the Kentucky Derby. The horse was said to have too much of an anti-inflammatory drug in its system. Though trainer Bob Baffert says it was just from a prescription ointment to clear up a case of dermatitis. Either way, the horse is getting extra drug testing and monitoring leading up to race day this weekend. The Preakness Stakes is the second leg of the Triple Crown, and Medina Spirit is the odds-on favorite to win. You can watch the main event on NBC tomorrow afternoon. The highly anticipated Friends reunion finally has a release date. It's coming out May 27th, exactly 1 year after it was first supposed to debut. It got delayed many times because COVID-19 caused production shutdowns, but now it's finally ready to go. And it'll feature all six original Friends, as well as quite a few big-name guest stars, including Justin Bieber, BTS, Lady Gaga, Mindy Kaling, and Malala Yousafzai. To be clear, it's not really going to be an episode. It's said to be an unscripted celebration of the beloved show that originally aired in the 90s and early 2000s. It will air exclusively on HBO Max. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is anything that stops you from being your best and happiest self, why not fix that? It's sometimes tough for us to recognize on our own what might be holding us back, but a professional can help you identify it and move past it. BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment, so it's convenient, confidential, and affordable. And their licensed counselors specialize in everything from grief to self-esteem to family conflicts and much more. Plus, you can communicate with them in whatever way works best for you. Text, chat, phone, and video, all from the comfort of your own home. If you've ever worried about the cost of traditional offline counseling, BetterHelp is more affordable and financial aid is available. In fact, as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. I want you to start living a happier life today. So join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A young college golfer made history on the tee this week and inspired a lot of people in the process. Amy Bakkerstedt became the first person with Down syndrome to compete for a collegiate national championship. The 22-year-old plays for Paradise Valley Community College in Phoenix. Her team did not win the title, but as Bakkerstedt said before the competition started, she hoped to show that anyone with Down syndrome was capable of achieving their dreams. This actually is not the first time she's made history. Just 3 years ago, she became the first person with Down syndrome to be offered an athletic scholarship to college. And 2 years ago, her skills attracted international attention when she played with pro golfer Gary Woodland in Scottsdale. Bakkerstedt famously hit par on the 16th hole. That experience inspired Bakkerstedt and her family to launch the I Got This Foundation. The group teaches people with intellectual disabilities how to play golf. And that's your Feel Good Friday. Thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.